Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
calling you now. So Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. I love that song, Praise God. Hallelujah. Keep your lamps trimmed. Don't be like the five cities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord is here. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way we ought to feel when we wake up every morning, because we didn't wake up on our own. Hallelujah. We didn't wake up. It was the button of nature, God's grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 He paid the price. He paid a great price for us, praise God. So we ought to feel like that all the time, even though the body might not feel like, but I still should feel like this all the time. God, I thank you for what you've done for me, God. Hallelujah. And just feel like running over a troop and leaping over a wall. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord shall be in your spirit always. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through in your life. I don't know what all you may be going through, but we do have trials and tribulations. Praise God. Hallelujah. But guess what? When we look back over, God brings us through it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't let us go through nothing unless he don't fight the battle for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo. I feel like shouting right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, you are so good and you are so kind. You are so great. You are so awesome. You are so magnificent, God. There's not a God like you in all heaven and earth. God, we worship you. We adore you. We praise you. God, you've done a great thing for us, God. Hallelujah. Something that we couldn't do for ourselves, God, but you did it. So, Lord God, we come to you tonight, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, oh God, worshiping you and thanking you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all you're going to do for us, God. Because we are in great expectation. We are watching, God. Hallelujah. We're saying, pour out your spirit, oh God. Pour it out on us, oh God. Father God, oh God, just let us yearn for you. God, long for more of you, God. Oh, Father God, touch us in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, wash us with your precious blood. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, God, cleanse us from every nook, oh, God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. We want to be clean before you, God. Washed, oh, God, oh, Father God. Lord God, because you see the perfected thing. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh, God. Anything that the enemy tries to bring up, oh, God, on us, Lord God, it shall be torn down in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Oh, God, thank you for giving us your son. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for every heart that's on tonight, God. Oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch every heart, God. Have it to overflow, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, there is none can do it, God, oh, God, but you, God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. When my enemies and my foes, oh, they come around, oh, ha, they had to crumble and fall. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are our protection. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are the God of all. Oh, praise God. And Father, I thank you that that son is being delivered from drugs. I thank you for that daughter, God, is being obedient. I thank you for that husband is coming into fruition, oh, God, to know how to love his wife and his home, God, to provide, God, great provider, God. I pray, oh, Father God, for that wife, oh, God, that she will learn how to submit to her husband. I pray for the family, oh, God, they come in order, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And everyone that's carrying an AKA tonight, they won't be able to use it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we apply the blood over our cities everywhere in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we have a calm night. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are Lord. You are Lord over all, God. Lord God, you sees all, you knows all, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew in 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is willing. He's here. He's willing to give us rest from anything that we encounter. Anything that the devil tries to destroy us with, he's here. He's here. Praise God. Praise God. Well, again, I'm so glad to see all of you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to ask, does anyone have a prayer request tonight? Praise God. If so, press 1 on your phone, and we will be glad to pray for you tonight. If you have a prayer request, praise God, hallelujah, just press 1 and we'll pray for you. Praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. Is there anyone, praise God, that have a prayer request? Do press 1 on your phone, praise God, hallelujah. And we're going to ask our dear Mother Stokes, would you pray for the prayer request tonight? Praise God.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a little bit hoarse, but that's fine. You can understand.
Yes, ma'am. But the God knows if we don't understand you. As long as God knows and he knows.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Man, thank you, Lord.
I just rely on him. Praise God, because he know all things. He know what you're going to say before you even try to say it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have Minister Sharon on. Go ahead, honey. Sharon, you have a prayer request? I see your hand up. I think you are not unmuted. I'm sorry. Go forward now. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone. My neighbor upstairs is giving me the blues over here, so I would want to lift them up as well as myself, because they've been giving me the blues this morning. I've been working 3-something this morning.
All right. Okay, pray for those neighbors to get saved, amen, and learn how not to be disturbed, amen. All right, the next person, 5161, give us your prayer, your name and prayer recording.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Felicia Keys, but I would like prayer for Selena Salib, Juju Salib's mom. Something is going with her mentally and health-wise as well, if we could just lift her up to God. And Latanya Laird, she's still battling COVID.
Okay, Sister Felicia. Okay, the next person is Minister. Okay, you're welcome, Minister Gwen.
Good evening to everyone, Pastor George. Just continue prayers for my family, and we've got a couple of mothers that have been on the news. One we had prayed for, and I shared with you, the prayer group with Kingdom Dominion, about her son being missing, and he was found deceased in a truck in Dallas. There is another mom now, another family, also African-American family with the son missing too. So I ask that we pray about these situations to come against this spirit of people kidnapping individuals and then harming them. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else that have a prayer request that I missed? Minister Zadie, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. And I'm going to continue with prayer for me and my family, the unsaved one, to the one that's being rebellious. Pray, you know, that they'll, you know, that God will overtake them rebellious spirits and they'll come back. Amen. And just know God again, trust God again, amen. And I have two elderly ladies that's going through, and I want you to pray for them. They get ill, and I want you to pray for them, amen. That the Lord will bring them through and bless their life and roll on them a little while longer. And my brother and my nephew, one in the nursing home and the one is invalid, pray for them. You know, I'm still believing God, and I know he's a healer, and he can fully restore them. Amen. Amen.
All right. Minister Brenda, go ahead.
I need prayer for healing and of myself and my husband and the protection of over my home. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else? All right. I think that's it, Mother Stokes.
Okay. All right. Oh, most holy and precious Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, tonight for all that it came to the line.
And we just want to thank you, Lord God. We come to lift up Minister Sharon, my Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for the neighbors that lives next door to her, God, that they will get saved, Father. I know the palm of your hands is on them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, take care of or protect Sister Sharon from those neighbors, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to just pour your spirit out upon them, oh God. Draw those neighbors close to Sister Sharon and Sister Sharon close to the neighbors, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, all that confusion, Father, take control of the confusion, Father. I know you can and I know you will, oh God. We just want to thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen. Sister Felicia's prayer request, Lord God, I pray for the Leo family, Father. I lift them up who fight in COVID, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the healing that you've already given them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the healing is just taking the manifestation of the healing is going through their bodies right now, Lord God, all through their bodies, Father. In the name of Jesus, through the blood vessels, the muscles, and the muscle cells, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Rapha, Lord. You are the healer. You are the one that spoke one word and you heal all diseases, and God, we believe it right now in the name of Jesus that they are healed in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We lift up Sister Gwen, Minister Gwen, Father, in the name of Jesus and all the Scott family, the Stewart family, Father. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the child, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the coughing will stop. As I heard him coughing tonight, God, the coughing will stop. Where he can go to school tomorrow. Lord, we just lift them up, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we lift up these mothers who are crying out to you, oh, God, who have missed their son, missing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Crying out, Lord God, that the son that's missing will be found alive, oh, God. We know that one of them is deceased, God. But, oh, Father, pour out your spirit that they don't hurt the son that is missing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Kidnapping people, Father. Lord, to intercede in that. You, Lord, you said that if we should ask anything in your name, that it's in your name that you will do. And God, these mothers, the mothers are crying out to you for their children, oh God. So, Father, we thank you right now. And, oh God, this mother who found her son was missing and found in a truck dead, oh God, from New Orleans. Lord, we lift her up, Father. Oh, God, strengthen her, Father, as she walks through these trials and tribulations, God, as she's hurting right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Give her comfort, Father, as she goes to prepare for her son's funeral, Lord. Just give her comfort in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, I pray for Sister Xavier as she comes, Lord God, her family. Lord, we thank you that you're saving her family right now. We don't know in the spirit what you are doing, oh God. But we know you, Lord God, that you spoke one word and you heal all diseases, Father, and you those who are in the trials and tribulation, that you take control of it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, when David was in trouble, he went to you. He went to you, God. God, when David was sick and he had affliction, oh, Father, he went to God. So, God, we want to thank you right now that these families that's unsaved, that they would come to you, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would come and get saved, talk to you, and have a deeper relationship with you, Lord God. And we thank you, oh, God, and we lift up Sister Baby, Father, tonight. We thank you, God, that she is healed and her brother is healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And now, Lord, we lift up our Sister Brenda, Father, who praying for healing for her family, oh God, and protection, Lord God. We thank you that you're with your power, that you can protect them. You send the elder ladies, Lord. You send your ministering angels. Encamp them all around them, Lord God. Protect them, oh Father. Lead them and direct them what to do. Lord, don't let those elder ladies open the door for anybody, Father. In the name of Jesus, Know who they open the door for and watch out for them, Lord God. Get in the house, Lord God, early before night, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. With your protection, Lord God, with your power, Father, I know you can do it because you said that you are, we can run to you and you will take care of them. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, tonight for what you're doing and for watching over their homes, Lord God. Angels in all four corners of the walls, Lord God, looking after them, Father, while they're sleeping, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Brenda. We thank you for Sister Brenda, Father. In the name of Jesus, she pour her heart out for her family, God. And you know what she's believing you for. So, God, we just want to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And Lord, if I missed anybody, Father, Lord, if I missed anybody, God, just look over them, Father. Take care of them. Take care of all of us who's on this line, oh God, everyone. All of us need you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we want to thank you, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, tonight is praise night. We're going to ask Minister Jackie Keys, does she feel like doing us a short praise song? Praise God. What about Sister Jackie Keys, Sister Catherine Stubbs. That's who I'm saying. Sister Catherine, would you mind giving us a short praise song? Okay, well, we'll go right on in. This is Praise Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Praise Sunday. And we're going to see what the Word of God say about praise in praising God. We don't supposed to give everything else to praise before we give God to praise. Hallelujah. So we're going to be coming from Luke chapter 2 and 38. The Bible speaks often of people praising God. And encourage continual praise. He encouraged us to continue. We should have a continual praise. Praise God. A praise unto our God. Why? Because God made us to do that. And then if we know that God has created us to praise him, we should have a praise on our lips continuously. What does it mean to praise God? Why should we do it? How should we do it? The Bible tells us answers to all of those questions is in his word. Praise God. And we're going to look at Psalm 9, 1 and 2. It said, I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. Everything is because of God. Hallelujah. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. I will sing because of you. Praise is giving thanks to God for who he is. Praise God. Praise is saying thank you for each aspect of his divine nature and all the marvelous works that God has done. Because he's marvelous. Ones in with attitude expand their awareness of who God is to them. I tell you, when I hear you express yourself unto God, whether it's in song or whether it's in prayer, you are expressing yourself unto the Lord. And he loves it. He loves when his children are expressing themselves. Praise God. And you know, when I read that, I just got so happy. You know, when God speaks, I get so happy. He said, you are expressing yourself to me. Another song. He said, 146, 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God, even with my dying breath. Are you going to give up on God? Or are you going to praise him? Are you going to quit singing and praising him because you're not feeling good? Or someone done something to you? Or you hurt? Are you going to give up on God? No, we ought to be praising him and focusing on him. Praise is focusing on God's own heart. The last five songs we know in the Word, 146 through 150, is filled with nothing but praise. And if you don't know how to praise him, all you can have to do is go there and read those psalms and praise the Lord out of those psalms. Praise God. You know, God don't leave us there without our tools. Everything that we need is right here in the Word of God. Praise takes people's mind off of their emotions and shortcomings and focus them on God. That's what praise do. You know, I've known it to happen to me many times. My focus get off the things that I'm thinking about and get on the things of God. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to do. Get your mind off the thing the devil trying to wrap around you and make you depressed and oppressed. Pray leads from individual meditation to cooperative worship. That's why it's so good to get in the a cooperative worship in the church so that we can praise God. Praise causes believers to consider and appreciate God's character. Praise lifts one's perspective from the earthly to the heavenly. We want to be heavenly minded. We don't want to be no earthly good. We want to be heavenly minded, and we want to do the things he on earth that he has called us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 103 and 2. Praise the Lord. I tell myself and never forget the good things he has done for me. Praise is thanking God for the many gracious gifts. Because he gives good gifts unto his children, my people. God said he gives good. God gives us all good things. Sometimes we want to put things on God that God didn't do. No, God gives good gifts to his children. It is easy to explain about life, but there is much for which to praise God. He forgives our sins. He gave his son, my Lord have mercy, Jesus. He heals our disease. He redeems us from death, crowns with love and compassion, satisfies our desires, and gives righteousness and justice. Believers receive all these without deserving any of them. We don't deserve all this, but God does it for us because he loves us so much. No matter how difficult our life journey, you can always count on your blessings, past, present, and future. He will not hold no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Just go on praising and see what's going to happen. Praise God. Ephesians 2. 8:9, God saves you by his special favor when you believe. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. Hallelujah. You can't take no credit for what God has done. God get all the glory for what he has done. Praise God. Don't let nobody tell you that they has done something that God can't do, because there is nothing that God can't do. Praise is thanking God for salvation. When someone gives you a gift, do you say thank you very nicely to them? Well, God gives you a gift every day. Do you thank God for what he has done for you? How much do you, how much do you, or how much
do you owe God? You owe him everything, all of your thanksgiving should go to God. The appropriate response to a gift is thank you. Yet often Christians, even after they have been given a gift of salvation, feel obligated to try to work out their way to God. A lot of people are working on their salvation, trying to work out. I'm working out my salvation. No, God has given me, once you accepted his son as his son in your heart, you already have received salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because salvation and even faith are gifts. Believers should respond with gratitude, praise, and joy. It's a joy in serving God. It's a joy in your heart when you have accepted him. You should be joyful. You should be joyful that you have accepted him in your heart. Praise God. Because if you hadn't, you would be doomed for a devil's hell when Jesus come back. So we are glad when we know that somebody have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. We are happy. We are so encouraged. The Bible tells us to rejoice. Rejoice when one accepts the Lord. Because our Father in heaven and the angels are rejoicing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are to rejoice and be glad when our fellow sisters and brothers are someone, we have led someone to Christ, or someone yet led to Christ. Whoever, don't get jealous now if somebody else leads somebody to Christ and you didn't. Well, God has a time for you too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we all ought to be leading people to Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And our last one is Hebrews 13 and 15. When Jesus helps, let us continually offer our sacrifice of praise to God by proclaiming the glory of his name. We are to proclaim the glory. Oh, his name is so powerful. Lord, I thank you for that name. That name is so powerful. Lord God, I thank you that in your name, demon must flee. Oh, it's when we use God's name. Oh, how powerful it is to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we use God's name, what it does for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people don't know the power of God's name. Some people don't know how to use God's name. Some people don't know the value of using God's name. But it's so powerful. It's so powerful. It's weapons. It's, you know, God gives us so much here to work with that, hey, we can, Jesus, praise God. It's more than you can comprehend. That's why you got to stay before him daily. That's why you got to praise him daily. That's why you got to give thanks to him daily. That's why you got to love up on him daily. Praise God. Praise is a spiritual offering. And I said, hallelujah, Jesus. Let me tell you. There's all kind of offerings in the Bible. There's the first fruit. Offering, the sacrificial offering, there is the love offering, there's the peace offering, there's the tithing offering. We have offerings in the Word of God. But there is a praise offering, which is spiritual offering unto the Lord. I offer up my praise
unto the Lord. I offer up my praise, myself, instead of trying to give to him other than myself, I offer myself. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. That's what I'm talking about. Offering up a spiritual offering unto the Lord, a praise song unto the Lord. And I mean, give it all. Give it all over to him. Jewish Christians, because of their witness to the Messiah, no longer worship with other Jews. So praise and acts of service became their sacrifices, ones they could offer anywhere. We can offer up a song of praise anywhere, anytime, if you are allowed to do so. If you are allowed to sing any place, you can offer up. Maybe some people don't want you to sing in their business, but it's okay. You can mumble your song within your heart. You don't have to sing out. If God puts a song in your heart, no matter where you are, you know you can sing it, and you sing it unto the Lord. Praise God. And you can be singing, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I lift my voice. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. However, whatever song God gives you to sing at that time, no matter where you are, it's a praise and it's an honor unto our God. God. So praise and acts of service became their sacrifices, one they could offer any time. Praise God. The prophet Hosea wrote, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously. Oh, God, forgive our sins. And, you know, we can sing a praise unto the Lord, asking him to forgive our sins. Praise God. And God will graciously do that because he promised he forgives us. Praise God. We may offer the fruit of our lips, opening our mouths unto the Lord. Praise God. And that's in Hosea 14 and 2. A sacrifice of praise today would include thanking Christ for his sacrifice on the cross and telling others about it, acts of kindness, and sharing a particular pleasing to God, even when they go unnoticed. Look, when you people might not want to hear your praise or your sacrifice, but it won't go unnoticed. It won't go unnoticed. God hears you. God loves you so much. God cares for you so much. Why? Because he created you to sing. Ooh, praise God. God cares about your praise so much till it won't go unnoticed because he created you for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. He created you so that you can offer up that spiritual offering to him. You don't have to please nobody else. All you want to do is please God. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask Minister Zadie, praise God, can she give us a sacrifice of praise? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you give us a sacrifice of praise? Everybody praises God in different ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I think I saw Minister GD. You know, I called on her because we have to realize God uses people all over the world. Minister GD, can you give us a sacrifice of praise?
With God. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. This is the time when true worshipers we'd worship you. These are the days when my father's ways will be known to me. This is the hour when the Spirit will move again. As we worship you in spirit and truth, Lord, we worship you in spirit and truth. Holy, holy, holy is your name. Worthy, let all the earth proclaim mighty, so mighty, there is no God like you, and we worship you. And spirit and truth, Lord, we worship you. And spirit and truth, hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Your name, worthy, worthy, let all the earth proclaim, mighty, so mighty, there is no God like you. And we worship you and spirit and you. Lord, we worship you and spirit and you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Well, I see another hand up, 601. The last number is 22220. Do you have a prayer request, 601? I see your hand up.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me. This is Jackie Keys, and I was singing. I'm sorry about that. But somehow I wasn't connected to the line, so forgive me. He had called on me, but
okay. I didn't recognize the 22. That's what it was. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, thank you. But you still can sing. Go ahead.
I feel like going home. I feel like going home. Though trials they may come on every hand, I feel like going on. I will always praise the Lord. I will always praise
the Lord. The trials, they may come on every hand. I will always praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what God is talking about in this message tonight, how we are to praise him. And he didn't say no special person. He has no respect to a person. He just wants us to praise him in all languages, all tongues, all across the world. God wants his spirit to be revealed in his people. Praise God. Well, again, I am so thankful and grateful for everyone that's on. Praise God. I ask God's blessings upon you. Praise God. We are being heard tonight. Oh, praise God. So many countries. Guess what, y'all? Pray, because we got a little bit of Russia and Ukraine. So we pray in all the United States, and all we are in five countries, and we thank God for that tonight. Praise God. But I want to bless you tonight before we go. Praise God. And God say always put his blessings upon his children. That's what he told Moses. Praise God. In Numbers chapter 6. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious. Hallelujah. I want God to be gracious to y'all tonight. Hallelujah. The rest of the week. Not only tonight. The rest of the week. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance on you. And may he give you peace all this week. May you be blessed now, and thank you, and be back with me next Sunday night at the same time, 7 o'clock, Minister Janice at 8 o'clock. Thank all of you that comes on her program at 8 o'clock on Friday night, and Minister Zadie on Saturday night for 7 o'clock, all on this same number. We are all in one. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you now. And keep sweet. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.